you can feel it. You can experience it. For example, here the musicians were playing. I could tell something was not there. It was the bass. Because Richard's not here right now. So see, when you're not here, amen, we feel it. Amen. Because why? We're one body. Amen. We're one body and we're connected by that eternal life. Amen. We feel it. Amen. So it's so important, amen, to make sure that we're here, amen, when those doors are open. Amen. Praise God. Amen. So if you have your scriptures this afternoon, I'd like to turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. And we're gonna continue with a little thought that we had last time that we preached, when the word sees the word. This is part two. And we're gonna talk a little bit about the wisdom of God. Amen. Abiding in the wisdom of God. And so the scripture talks of some things here regarding the wisdom of God, but it's very interesting, very interesting what the word says about it. So let's just go to the Lord in prayer first, and then we'll read the word. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you once again for the opportunity to open back the pages of your word, Lord. We would just ask you now, Father God, that you would have your will and your way in this hour, Lord. Father, it's our lot, Lord, to speak your word. And we ask, Father, that you would just use my lips, Lord, to say exactly what the people need, Father God, and not necessarily what I want to say, but what you want to say, Lord. Anoint my lips so, Lord God Almighty, you would speak exactly according to your oracles. Father, bless those that are not here. All the needs that were mentioned, Lord, Brother Joe and Richard's mom, Lord God, and all the needs that were mentioned. You know all of them, Lord. Every detail, Father God, you knew them even before the foundation of the world, Lord. And so we ask you, Father, that you'd come down and be with meet these needs, Lord. And Father God, raise those that need, Father God, a special touch from you. Lord, we commit the rest of the service now into your hands. Thank you, Father, for all your blessings in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. 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 All right. We're going to read this whole chapter, and I'll just read it real. We'll try to go real quick, and then we'll be seated. So, 1 Corinthians chapter 2. And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. Amen. That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of man, but in the power of God. Amen. That's where we want to be. Praise God. Howbeit, we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught. In other words, that they're not going to be. All the wisdom, all the books that you see in the library and everything, eventually that will not come to be. The only wisdom that will stand is the word of God. Amen. Praise God. So how important it is to have that word in you already. Amen. That's the wisdom that we want. Praise God. But we speak, verse 7, but we speak, listen to this, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. Amen. Even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained, watch, before the world unto our glory. Amen. Right. Amen. I like that. Amen. Which none of the princes of this world knew. For had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Amen. But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. Amen. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. Amen. If you have the Spirit in you, amen. You're going to want to thirst more and more for this word. Amen. Not just be satisfied with one portion. You want the whole counsel of God. Amen. For what man knoweth the things of a man save the spirit of a man, which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man, but the spirit of God. So You're going to know the things of man because you're the natural man. That's all he knows. Right? But when you have the Spirit of God in you, amen, it's going to lead you to the Word. Amen? Praise God. Now, we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. And remember, they were given to us even before the foundation of the world. Amen. In Him. Which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things. Amen. I think that's important. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things. In other words, you'll have the wisdom to judge all things. Yet he himself is judged of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? In other words, do you know God enough? Do you know the mind of the Lord for you to tell him what to do? Yeah. You see? But now watch what Paul says here. But we have the mind of Christ. Amen. 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 Praise God. You may be seated. Amen. Now, so we're just going to do just a little bit of review here, but I wanted to just hit upon just a few of these verses here that we just read real quick. Verse 7, but we speak the wisdom of God. No, actually, verse 6, howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect. Amen. So Paul here, we see that Paul here was differentiating between the wisdom of man and the wisdom of God. So there is two different wisdoms. Amen. There is the wisdom that you obtain by studying, by reading, as far as natural books, going to school and all these things, which will lead you to the things of the world in order for you to get a job and all these things. Nothing wrong with that, as long as those things are not taking you away from God. Amen. Away from the wisdom of God. Nothing wrong with that whatsoever. As a matter of fact, if you can have the wisdom of God in your life, the Holy Spirit in your life, and be at school and be a witness to go to school, go get an education and all these things, I praise God. Amen. I believe these colleges need it. Amen. But most of the time what happens is that we so easily get caught into the wisdom of the world, to the wisdom of man, and easily start forgetting about the wisdom of God. Now, the reason why I'm talking about the wisdom and it's because I'm contemplating on hopefully maybe doing a series maybe on the book of Proverbs. And the book of Proverbs, amen, is the whole book about wisdom. Amen. And it's spiritual wisdom, and this is what I want to try to lead to, is spiritual wisdom in order to help you with natural wisdom as well. It leads you to think, amen, in a more wise manner. But that wisdom is tied to God's Holy Spirit. Amen. In other words, you must have the Holy Spirit of God in your life in order to act wisely. Full wisely. Amen. You cannot do it without His Spirit. Sure, you can do it with the wisdom. You can get by with your own wisdom, the wisdom of man. But amen, we must, as Christians, have the wisdom of God. Amen. In order for us to live out the Christian life the way we should. Amen. We can't do it without Christ. Without Him, we can do nothing. Without Him, we think that we are going the right way. There is a way that a man thinks that is right, that he should go, the Bible says. Every one of us have been that way. But most of the time, we always make the wrong decision. And it leads us to death. Amen. So we want to go by the wisdom of God. So howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect. Amen. Are you perfect in this hour? You're perfected, amen, in your soul if you were born again. Amen. So that's who Paul is speaking about. Amen. So to us who are perfect, that's who that wisdom resonates to. Amen. It doesn't resonate to the world because the world knows nothing about that wisdom. Amen. It doesn't, it sounds like a bunch of noise to them. It makes them, it doesn't concord naturally to what the way they reason things out because it's foolishness to them, as Paul was here mentioning, you see? So to us, we speak this wisdom among them that are perfect. Yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught. In other words, you have to realize that everything that we see here in this, we are living in Satan's Eden in this hour. Everything that's going on right now, I was talking to Brother Joe at work this afternoon. You see all these wildfires, you see hurricanes, you see coronavirus, you see Black Lives Matters protesting and all these things going on everywhere is just coming up on us more and more and more and more, squeezing, pressuring.
Amen.
Amen. Why? Because this is Satan's Eden.
Amen.
Amen. And obviously the word of God needs to be fulfilled.
Amen.
But this is Satan's Eden. This is Satan's playground. So that's fine. He's doing what he wants to do. He's doing what he needs to do.
Yep.
Amen. He hates the image of God, which is in us. Amen.
Right.
He hates that.
Right.
So he's trying to do everything he can to destroy that image, to mar that image.
Yep.
Amen. He hates that.
Right.
Therefore, that's why we see the things that we are seeing in this hour.
Amen.
Amen. So it, to us, it's no surprise. We don't fight against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities in the air, spiritual powers.
Amen.
That's who we fight. Amen. But Satan would want us to fight one another and look at each other as the enemy instead of looking at him, instead of looking at spiritual demons.
Amen.
What is that noise? Anyways, boo devil. Amen. I hear some noise or something going on over here. Anyways, so you see, that's what we need to be fighting in this hour. Now verse 7 says, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
You see, this wisdom is a mystery, amen, to the world.
Amen.
Amen. And it's a mystery to you if you don't have God in your life.
Amen.
It's this wisdom is the word of God. Amen.
Amen.
And to you, when you don't have that word inside of you, it's a mystery. It's a total mystery to you. Amen. But God, I believe, has opened this thing to us in this hour. Amen.
Amen.
I believe that God, it's open.
Amen.
It's an open book.
Amen. Right.
So it's if you want to take it and read it and apply it, but it's a total open book.
Right.
The seals have been open. Everything's open. Amen. So there's no excuse in this hour for you not to receive.
Right.
Amen. Even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory.
Amen.
Amen. That's the hidden wisdom. Now that wisdom, amen, was with God even before the foundation of the world, the Bible says. We'll look into that here in just a moment.
Amen.
But we know that what was with God before the foundation of the world? Well, I mean, we know that He's eternal life.
Amen.
He is life.
Right.
He is light, as we've been talking about lately and Brother Wade's been bringing out lately. He is that light. He is that light, that life.
Yeah.
Amen. He is all in all. Amen. Wisdom, knowledge, power, everything is in there. Amen. That's the reason why the world is the way it is. Amen. All that, and so that's why we want to have that power in us, that eternal life in us, in order for us to partake of that wisdom.
Amen.
That wisdom of God, amen, which is a mystery to the world. But it shouldn't be a mystery for the bride,
amen.
Which none of the princes of this world knew. For had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Amen. Had they known who Christ really was, the power that He was God in flesh, that He was the one that they were worshiping, that they would not have crucified Him. Amen. And sometimes, do we know, amen, who we really are?
Right.
Yeah. Right here? By the stool? Oh, okay. There you go. Amen. Well, we had to deal with something physical there, but Satan was over there rubbing that thing back in. I knew I was hearing something. Thank you, Sister Esther. Amen. Praise God. So, now where was I? I lost my train of thought. So we see that this wisdom, amen. The people would not have crucified Jesus if they had known who he really was. Amen. Amen. So, and we can just read that. We can read that. You can read that again at another time. But that's the rest of that chapter. Amen. Now let's look at this quote here. If the brothers can bring this quote, we read this quote last time, and so it's an excellent quote. Brother Branham says this here in the Church Age book. Down through the centuries we could go, we find a Moses, a Jeremiah, a John the Baptist, and each one of these were God's eternal thoughts expressed in its season. Amen. They did their part. They weren't speaking of themselves. They were prophesying, speaking of the coming Messiah of the Word, amen, that was to be expressed. In other words, what Brother Branham says, building the body of Christ. Amen. And then he came forth later on, but that word needed to be expressed by them first, or it needed to be spoken. Amen. Then we come to Jesus, the Logos. He was the perfect and complete thought expressed, and he became known as the Word. That is what he is and forever will be. Amen. So, that, because he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. Now it says that he hath chosen us in him, Jesus. Watch now that he has chosen us in him, in Jesus, before the foundation of the world. Amen. Before the foundation of the world. Now, when was this wisdom ordained unto us? Before the foundation of the world. Right? That means that we were right there with him in the mind. See, if we just stop right there with him, amen, you'll get a lot of glory hallelujahs by that. People will be shouting, jumping, yeah, I was right there with him. But Brother Branham said that you were not there physically. Brother Branham makes it clear where you were at. You were right there with him in the mind and thoughts of God before the foundation of the world. But that doesn't bring down the power, amen, that lays within you when you receive, amen, that eternal life, amen, that dwelled with God even then. You see? Amen. That doesn't diminish that power. Amen. That's the same power. Amen. It's the same eternal life. That means that we were right there with him in the mind and thoughts of God before the foundation of the world. Now watch. That gives an eternal quality to the elect. Amen. That gives an eternal quality to the elect. But you still came here as a sinner. But the election had already taken place in the mind of God by foreknowledge, amen, predestination by foreknowledge, amen. That is what gave you that eternal quality, amen. Praise God. You can't get away from that. There's no way that you can get away from that, amen. God saw it before the foundation of the world, therefore you have to come to it. You have to come to, there's no way that you cannot, God makes no mistakes. He's perfect in all his ways. Everything he knew, everything that he knows, everything that he he doesn't learn nothing. He just knows. Amen. Praise God. And he knew what you needed. Amen. He knew that you were going to come and receive this word. Amen. At the particular time that you did receive it. Amen. Praise God. Not 1 minute less, not 1 minute more. Amen. Amen. Praise God. That's how exact and that he is. Amen. Praise God. Amen. So that gives an eternal quality to the elect. Ephesians 1, chapter 1, verses 3 and 5. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he hath chosen us in him, before the foundation of the world. Again, when was this wisdom also granted unto us before the foundation of the world. Amen. Praise God. Yeah, I keep saying that because I want you to tie this wisdom to that life. Amen. To that eternal life. That we should be holy and without blame before Him in love. Look at all these things that God predestinated us to be. Now, I'm just reading here everything that He saw about you. But everything that you see when you look at yourself in the mirror and Satan says to you the opposite, you don't believe that. You just take them back to the Word and say, this is how God saw me. And this is how I accept it. This is how I see it. And this is how I'm going to receive it. And you just step right into it. Amen. And you watch that manifest more in your life. Do you know that science says that whatever, I mean, just in the physical, there's people that have been healed of cancer, not even Christians. Cancer and different diseases just by positive confessions. By what you train your mind. Amen. To say about yourself. Remember, everything that's negative, and teenagers especially, they battle with this. They're in a very unstable area, a part of their life. And so Satan uses that instability to really attack them. And so when they look at themselves in the mirror and see that pimple on their face, or see the different changes that are taking place in their life, that's when he goes on, well, look how ugly you are. Look at that nasty old black zit all on you on the tip of your nose. And he just keeps hammering at you, keeps hammering. Oh, it's so ugly. Now it's worse now. Cause, well, at least I could cover it up with a mask now. See? But that's what Satan wants to do. Amen. But you just take Satan back to the Word. And he can't say nothing about that. Amen. Now, you're seeing yourself like this right now. Amen. But look how God saw you even before there was anything in the world. Before there was anything in the world, God saw you perfect. Amen. Praise God. I'd rather take what God said about me. Amen. Than what. So anything negative that comes at you. Amen. You certainly know it's not from God. Any condemnation that comes in your life, you can certainly know that it's not of God. Amen. Because there is now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. To them that are in Christ Jesus. Amen. No condemnation whatsoever. Praise God. If there is, that means Satan's hanging around somewhere. Lurking around. Amen. And you better watch. You better watch. Amen. According as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Hallelujah. Amen. Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. Amen. Now, how did he predestinate us? I'm going to take a swig of water while someone says it. Brother Dale's. Yeah, that's right. Foreknowledge. By his foreknowledge. That's how he predestinated us. Amen. Because he knew. Therefore, he could predestinate. Amen. Praise God. Not anything that you did. There's nothing that you could have done. No. There's nothing. It's because he knew that what it was going to be. Therefore, he could bring that word across in your life. Amen. And he knew that that's what you would receive. Amen. Therefore, you are where you are now. Have you ever stopped and thought about how it is that you got to where you are now? Amen. I think about the way that God just led me to even know about the message. And one of the things was when I was in Columbia, South America, when I was a Baptist at the time, I was 19 years old. And in 1999, when I was 19, we started visiting a message church there. We were already living here, but this was the first time I went back to South America to visit since I had come here to the United States. I had not been back to the country in 11 years. And a brother gave us a message book. It was Christ, the Mystery of God Revealed. And it was in Spanish. But I went in there in a little room in my aunt's house and started reading that little book. And one of the questions that I had always had in my mind throughout my childhood, throughout my teenage years, and as a Christian, nominal Christian, amen, is, Lord, why is it that we live here on this earth knowing that you knew that we were going to sin? You knew that we were gonna come into this condition, that mankind was gonna be in this terrible, horrible condition that they find themselves in. And why is it that you allowed it? Why? And out of all the 1100 messages that I could have picked up, I picked that one. Because in that one is where Brother Branham talks about later on in that book is where he talks about that if there was nobody to be saved, amen, then he could not present him being a savior or his attributes. If there was nobody sick, he could not show forth that he was a healer. And when I read that, I mean, something just sparked in me. I got out of the bed. I said, I cannot believe that. I jumped out of the bed, ran out the door, and my mom was over there washing dishes washing some clothes with my aunt. And I was sitting there, Mom, look what I was reading. Look what I read. And I was trying to tell her. I was so excited about what I just read. And of course, my mom, you know, she was kind of busy and stuff. I said, okay, well, forget it. And I just went back, sat back down and continued reading.
Glory.
And that right there just really sparked something in me. It was the word that I needed, amen, to draw me to the word, amen. Now, Brother Branham spoke that, not thinking, you know, that I would be in existence, but he thought it. The Lord thought it. And that is what I needed to draw me, amen, close to this word. From then on, amen. It was me after that, you know, seeking more about what the message was about, amen. And I took it in wholeheartedly, amen. And I pray that God keeps me that way. Amen. Praise God. But it was something. So God knew what you needed. Amen. To draw you to this word. He had that word prepared for you. He had that exact word for you. Amen. Prepared for you. So now let's read this quote here. Cause last time we talked about representation from predestination. And let's just review that here just a moment. Let's read this quote here. Proving his word. Brother Branham says this here. Here he's speaking about the woman at the well. The incident that took place there between Christ and the woman at the well. He says here, why? He said, you've told the truth. See, because you've had five and the one you now have is not your husband. All right. Now see, that is the word that she needed to hear. She needed that word. That was what was going to draw her attention. Amen. Because when we look at the story, we see that she said, we know that when Messiah cometh, he'll tell us these things. Amen. And of course, Jesus says, I'm he that speaks with you. So she knew, she had the word already spoken to her because she said, we know that Messiah, when he comes, he'll tell us these things. Right, she had been told, I think if Brother Branham might have said this, I don't know, but she grew up, her mom maybe teaching her about the word and they would hear the scribes and they would hear the priests and stuff get up and talk the word. She had been taught the word. But now here is the living word before her, speaking the word that she needed to hear in order for that word, amen, to respond, amen. That representation, amen. And so, Brother Bam says here, see, watch, something happened. See, something took life. Now, if it hadn't been in there to begin with, you see, if we put a period right there, it sounds like there was something in her physically that took life. But that's not what it says. It says, now if it hadn't been in there to begin with, watch, if she hadn't have had representation from predestination, and remember last time we were talking about it, it's representation from predestination and the foreknowledge of God. Amen? Because that's where the predestination took place. In God's foreknowledge. Amen. So see, in God's foreknowledge, he saw that woman at the well. Amen. Responding to what Jesus was saying to her there at the well. Therefore, that if God could present that word before her and she could respond appropriately. Amen. Praise God. Aren't you glad that you serve a God that knows all things? That's why He is the God of all wisdom. So much different from the wisdom of the world and the wisdom of God. Amen. And that's why we need to look into the wisdom of God. If she hadn't have had representation from predestination, it have never took hold. Because God saw it. Therefore, it must needed to take place. Amen. God doesn't make mistakes. Amen. Praise God. There stood priests there, said, "This man is Beelzebub." See, no representation. God didn't see that. Amen. God did not see them except in him when the word come through. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, brothers, but he did not, therefore that's why they could not respond to that word. Amen. Now, the priests, those priests, they were in the mind of God. They were in the mind of God. Judas was in the mind of God. Cain was in the mind of God. Hitler was in the mind of God. Everybody was in the mind of God. Amen. But only some, amen, were predestinated by his foreknowledge. Amen. To come to the knowledge of this word. Amen. See? And so that's why it said that I just don't want to be in the mind of God. Because Cain was in the mind of God. Judas was in the mind of God. Hitler was in the mind of God. All these people, amen, that have committed atrocities, amen, throughout the world, they're in the mind of God. Amen. But there's a predestinated few. Amen. Praise God. That God saw, amen. When my word comes across them, they're going to receive it. They're going to accept it. Amen. Praise God. Eternal life. Now watch this. Eternal life, you always was. See? Now you could take that a different way. It's very easy. See? You see how people could say, people in the message ranks, they could say, you've always been eternal. Not you physically. Amen. Not you, but the eternal life has always been eternal. The life has always been eternal. God's lone life has always been eternal. Amen. And if you were predestinated in there, amen, then yeah, you're eternal. Amen. When you receive the new birth. Praise God. Eternal life you always was. See, you have eternal life. There's only one form of it. That's God. Amen. You were his attribute. He thought of you and knowed you before the foundation of the world. Where? In his mind. Amen. In his mind. Amen. Not that you were there running around. Or that because then we'd go back to like pre-existence of souls and stuff like that. That's a Mormon doctrine. Saying that we had a meeting up there and that something about Satan was cast down. We were the ones who cast Satan down or something on those lines. In other words, we were there physically and so that's where it leads us to. And we know that's anti-word. That's anti-word. It's not anywhere in the word. Therefore, when you read these quotes of Brother Branham, you have to make sure you take them back to the word. They have to fit in with God's word. They can't be just feel good things. Amen. Yeah, it sounds so good. Yeah, we were there. Amen. Predestinated before the foundation of the world, running around and jumping and screaming and shouting. That sounds so good. That causes for a good meeting to jump or run around. as we probably have seen in the past. But that doesn't bring understanding. Therefore, it doesn't bring revelation. Now, if you have the right revelation about that and you jump and shout and scream, amen, praise God. Amen. But just because, amen, sometimes big name preacher, amen, brings those things and it makes you jump, shout and feel good and scream, amen, without no real true revelation of what is said or what Brother Branham was really trying to say, then it's not doing what it's intending to do. You see? Amen. And so we also looked at last time that the word representation means, and this is one of the best meanings that I could find, is the description or portrayal of someone or something in a particular way or as being of a certain nature. Amen. So you are and you're standing where you are, amen, because God saw that before the foundation of the world. In his mind, amen, he knew that you would be that way. He knew that you would be who you are, amen, and would be receive the word the way you receive it, amen. Because he had it portrayed in his mind. It was like he was watching a film, amen, in his mind about your life, about how you were going to receive his word, his eternal life, amen. Praise God. He knew all of that. Amen. Now, I invite you that if you haven't received that, amen, if you haven't received that word, that eternal life, amen, in your life, praise God, right now is the time to do it. Don't wait. Don't wait till the coronavirus stuff gets worse and when I see things getting worse and when I really, when I see things, it could just be too late then. My mom always told me, my dad always told me, don't wait to do tomorrow what you can do today. Because you don't have tomorrow promised. Amen. I go back to, you know, telling you things as such, but then also try to bring them the way that you can grasp onto them as well. You see, because, sometimes we might think, oh, well, this is just too deep and too hard for me to, amen. But in reality, it's all tied in to just having Christ in your life, to change your life. Amen. To live a Christ-like life. Amen. It's Christ in you, the hope of glory. That's what it all boils down to. And that's the mystery that Satan doesn't understand. He doesn't understand the mystery of the Spirit of God living in a human being like you and doing the great things, amen, that he did. He doesn't understand that. That's what Brother Wade and Brother Dale have been speaking about, how it's tying in to why Satan got so mad and acted the way he acted towards God. Why? Because here I like what Brother Dale was bringing about Michael. Here's Michael. We know that Michael is Christ. Amen. And here's Michael. Amen. And he gets upset at that. But then here comes and God creates, amen, the human being, amen, in his own image, in his likeness. Satan's really, really hating that image. Amen. That's the reason why he's marring and hating the image of humans, even in this hour. And going from abortions to pedophiles and all these types of things that we see that's trying to destroy human life. Amen. Praise God. All right, so let's just read real quick Genesis 1:26. And we all know the scripture. Genesis 1:26, and God said, "Let us make man in our image after our own likeness." Yeah. Amen. Let us make man in our image. Amen. After our likeness. Amen. Amen. God is God. Amen. God is the Word. God is the Logos. God is eternal life. And so if that eternal life is in you, amen, you are part of this man right there. Amen. You're part of that man. Praise God. That's why God said, "Let us make man in our image." That doesn't denote a Trinity. There are a lot of people who think, oh, there's the proof that there's a Trinity, you know, or no. Amen. It's us in him. Praise God. And us chosen in him. Amen. Praise God. So when God made man, amen, when God brought Adam into being, amen, and Adam having that eternal life, amen, being an eternal being, amen. Yes, we could say that we were in there. Amen. Yeah, sure. Even then. Amen. Amen. Because we were part of that life. You see? So you have to see yourself this way in the Word. You can't just see yourself over here and God over there. No. You have to see yourself as part of the whole Word of God. Even from the beginning. Amen. And when you see yourself that way, it makes you realize and helps you realize what kind of power lays in you. Amen. That if I was there, amen, in that eternal life like Adam had, amen. That same power, amen, that he had, amen, that could say anything. I mean, there was nothing that could stop. Adam was supposed to be the God of this world. Take full control of the world, God said, of the earth, amen, and I'll guard heaven. Amen. So how much power lays in you, amen? Praise God. Do you see what I'm trying to say? With that same life. It's not a different life that Adam had. It's the same life. Remember the example about the spoon? The ocean water. Amen? Now Christ had that fullness of the Godhead bodily dwelled in him, the fullness. All of God. Amen. We have it in measure, but it's still the same quality. It's still the same quality because it's the same elements. You take a spoonful of the ocean, amen, you take that spoonful, it has the same elements, the same chemicals, the same everything that the whole ocean has. Amen. Therefore, it could do just the same if you need, let's say for example, ocean water kills toe fungus. I don't know. Salt water, amen. You don't need the whole ocean to do it. Amen. Just a little portion to do it. You see? Therefore, amen. It's just as powerful as if you had the whole ocean. But the thing is that we could continue going and getting more and more and partaking of more and more and more. And the word, the more you partake of that ocean of the word, amen, the more of that ocean can heal you. The more of that ocean can save you. The more of that ocean can, amen, can just do all kinds, can impart wisdom to you. You see? Amen. Praise God. Amen. Now let's touch upon this wisdom here real quick. So that was just a little review of what we were talking about last week. Amen. For those maybe that weren't here. Let's look at this and going back to 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 6 through 7. How be it, we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory. Amen. Praise God. Again, God ordained this wisdom. So God ordained us, amen, in him before the foundation of the world. God ordained this wisdom in, amen, to us before the foundation of the world. Amen. Praise God. Now wisdom, the dictionary says about wisdom, I don't have this here, but you can leave that there, brother. Wisdom is the ability to discern inner qualities and relationships. Insight. Amen. Good sense. Judgment. Generally accepted belief challenges what has become accepted wisdom among many historians. Accumulated philosophical or scientific learning, knowledge, a wise attitude, belief of course of action, the teachings of the ancient wise man. When you look at this word wisdom in the New Testament that Paul was mentioning here in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, it's the word Sophia. Oh. And she's asleep. So I thought maybe her eyes. I was looking at that, when I would say Sophia, and I was just imagining her eyes get big. And but Rachel, you tell her afterwards. I put her to sleep. Well, praise God. Amen. I did something. Amen. It's the Greek word Sophia. Amen. Which is wisdom, higher or lower, worldly or spiritual. Sure. Wisdom. Amen. Amen. So it's, can be worldly or spiritual. Now, So that means in different verses in the Bible, you, where it talks about wisdom, if it's talking about the wisdom of man, it could be the same word as well.
Right.
But then it could also be the same word for the spiritual wisdom of God. Colossians chapter 2, let's read Colossians chapter 2 verses 1 through 4. Amen. Are you still with me?
Yeah.
Amen. I want to make sure I don't keep you too late tonight. I want to, you don't get caught in the rain and all these things. So, for I would that ye knew what great conflict I have for you and for them at Laodicea. So it's so interesting that Paul here is speaking and talking about Laodicea.
Amen. Right.
I have for you and for them at Laodicea and for as many as have not seen my face in the flesh. I just say that's you and me too. You know? I have not seen Paul in the flesh. Amen.
Right.
And here we live in Laodicea, you know.
Amen.
We know that our soul is not living in Laodicea, but we're here in the flesh. Verse 2, that their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love, and unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God. There he goes again, talking about the mystery of God, and of the Father and of Christ. Amen. Verse 3, in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge.
Amen.
Where are they hidden in? Amen. Where are those treasures hidden in? Father.
Amen.
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 That's why it's so important for us to be in Christ.
Right.
Amen.
Glory.
And Christ being in us.
Amen, brother. Amen.
Amen. Because without that, amen, you would not have access to this wisdom.
Right.
Amen. And this wisdom is part of the eternal life of God. Amen.
Amen.
Everything, amen. Everything that is good, that is just, that is peace, the power of God, amen, dwells in that eternal life, amen. In whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. And this I say, lest any man should beguile you with enticing words. In other words, Paul's saying, I'm telling you this, in case a man, somebody comes through and starts speaking to you, enticing, in his own wisdom. Amen. Try to entice you, just as the serpent did with Eve. Amen. Using his own wisdom. Used 99% word. But it's that 1% that'll get you. That 1% lie that will get you. A twist of the word. Because that's all Satan can do, is pervert. He's no creator. He can't create. He has to take what already is there and just twist it, pervert it, make it sound good. And makes it sound like it's something genuine and something, oh my. Because it was so good, it sounded good to Eve. Made her act. You see? And that's how he gets us. It sounds so good and so enticing, and how could it be wrong? It's the word. But see, you're seeing the word, yeah, but you're not seeing that 1%. Because you're so caught up in the emotion and you're so caught up in the jumping and the screaming and the shouting, you're not seeing that
1%.
I remember one time I was at a tent meeting. It was back when I first come into the message in Anderson, South Carolina. And we were there at a tent meeting, and I had a brother's tent meeting there, and they had a man from out west preaching. And he was just preaching, I mean, just saying things. And the church that I was going to at the time, I knew that the brother didn't believe what they were saying at the tent meeting. And they were just shouting and screaming. I mean, and there was people running up and down the platform and all kinds of stuff. It sounded really good. My pastor at the time, he was there, and he was sitting like several rows behind me. And he just tapped me on my shoulder and he said, hey, come here. And he took me outside. And he said, you see all these people? I said, yeah. It sounds like they're having a wonderful, great time. And things are taking place. Even people are being healed and stuff like that. But he was up there preaching contrary to the word of God.
Yeah.
I mean, just slap contrary. I mean, bringing you know, this return ministry stuff and things like that. You see? I'm into the fullest. I'm into the point of almost worshiping Brother Branham.
Yeah, right.
And I had heard, you know, I had heard that, you know, these, you got to be wary of these doctrines and things like that. But when you're in that atmosphere,
yeah.
And you're not, if you're not grounded in the Word, that 1% will get you.
Yeah.
It's so easy to get you. Amen. Yeah. Now, it's not for us, amen, to act like we're better than them or you know, it's not that. That's not even the attitude that we should have. Amen. Amen. But you have to make sure where you are standing in the Word. Amen. Before you say amen to something. Amen. You have to know. I mean, sometimes we just say amen because that's just what we're used to. Amen. 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 And the brother could be up there preaching anything. And we're still saying amen. Because it's the church environment. Because it's the pastor saying it or the preacher that came, you know, from another state to come. I mean, he's got to be right. I mean, he's well known around the world. So we must, but you see, that's why, you know, I've learned, amen, that it's so important to listen. Amen. It's so important to listen. And that's the reason why teaching is so important. You see? Teaching is so important. We need, of course, the evangelist to come through. We need all those, the fivefold ministry. Amen. And some of those, amen, some of those will speak to us more than others. Amen. But when teaching comes in, amen, usually when somebody's teaching, there's no jumping and shouting amen and going on. Why? Because we're trying to listen. Because it's, see, Satan was teaching Eve. Right?
Amen.
Satan was teaching Eve. He wasn't preaching, amen. He actually had her in a chat room. Talking with her. Yeah, had her in the chat room, you know, maybe, FaceTiming her. FaceTiming Eve and, you know, just chatting with her and, or on a Zoom call. Yeah. And just looking at, and he's teaching her and showing her charts and everything. I mean, you see? But she failed that little 1%.
That's right. Man.
That little 1%. That she, that the 99, he wasn't telling her everything a lie.
Right. Sure.
She just failed that little 1%. Then put this two and two together right here.
Yeah.
And it caused her to go to the downfall that we're in now.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
So you be careful, young people, amen, in your Zoom calls and in your FaceTimes and in your Facebook lives and all these things. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Be careful, the slicker could be in there.
Amen. Right. Oh, yeah.
Amen. Oh my, the slicker is not a, Brother Brown called him a slicker and he wasn't an ugly Satan, as Brother Wade has been saying, Satan is not a two-horned, you know, long tail with a pitchfork and nothing like that. He doesn't look like you know, some scary thing.
No, right.
No, he looks like somebody that's clean cut, nice. I mean, dresses nice, you know, might even have some sunglasses, you know, got some Adidas on. I mean, he just looks cool, man.
Yeah.
I mean, he looks like he fits in. He always fits in.
Yeah, yeah.
he does. It's not that he doesn't. I mean, he fits in.
Right, yeah.
And he knows how to talk to the girl. He knows how to talk to the guy to be able to, amen, to go with him or do things.
Yeah. Yeah,
right, you see? Satan's a slicker.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't even know how I'm getting to all this.
All right.
Amen. Praise God. But you know what? I'm speaking about these things, and maybe because, you know, Proverbs talks about all these things.
Right.
You know?
Yep.
But I wanted to lay kind of this foundation, amen, to show you that this wisdom, amen.
Right.
You have to have eternal wisdom in your life first before you can impart, amen, or before that wisdom could come out of you, amen.
Exactly.
Has to be that wisdom of God, amen.
Right.
Praise God. And this I say, lest any man should beguile you with enticing words. So there is a difference between earthly wisdom and heavenly wisdom. All right. Look what Brother Branham says here in the message, wisdom versus faith. It's just a little small quote. And so the wisdom that I want you to get straightened out on for before we start, there is a wisdom of God. A wisdom of God is stay with his word. Amen. As simple as that. Stay with his word. But Satan, in his wisdom, tried to twist the word. So that's the wisdom I'm speaking of. And so when Brother Brown was preaching that wisdom versus faith message, he was speaking about, kind of like what Brother Roy's been bringing, the two spirits. You see? Wisdom of man, and the wisdom of God. Amen. Versus faith. Amen. Praise the Lord. So there is a wisdom of God, and a wisdom of God is stay with his word. Amen. The wise man, amen, looks and sees the danger ahead, amen. Sees when somebody is, man, is off the word. The prudent man, you see? And takes note. Amen. But the simple just keep moving on. And just let themselves get hurt. And then find themselves in a church or something like that. Where they're just completely in a mess. You see? Because why? We didn't discern the word.
Amen.
You see?
Amen.
We didn't discern what was going forth from behind the pulpit. Right. We just took it because it made us feel good.
Yep.
You see what I'm trying to say?
Yep.
So important in this hour.
Right.
Amen. Stay with his word. So the word, we know, what is his word? The word is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory.
Now, if the word is Jesus Christ, then that means this, he's the wisdom of God.
Amen.
Right? The word is the wisdom of God.
Amen.
Amen. So if you have the word in your soul by the baptism of the Holy Ghost, it will impart wisdom to you.
Amen.
You see? Amen. Praise God. And it will lead you. Amen. It will lead you to not be carried away with all kinds of doctrines and all kinds of things that come through. Amen. Because that word, that wisdom, amen, will lead you, amen, to discern things properly. Amen. Praise God. Having spiritual wisdom will lead you to think, talk, and act wisely.
Amen.
The Spirit of God leads us to do those things. To think, to act, to talk wisely. And sometimes, amen, we think that we have the wisdom of God in our lives, the Holy Spirit, which is that wisdom, the wisdom of God. And sometimes we act and do foolish things that easily, you know, it's so easy, amen, that for us to think that we are right and we're acting foolishly.
Right, man.
Amen. And you claiming the wisdom of God in your life.
Yeah, right.
Or the Spirit of God in your life.
Right.
Amen. The true Spirit of God, amen, will lead you to act wise.
Right, man.
Will lead you to think in a wise manner.
Amen. Right.
Praise God. Will lead you to talk wisely.
Right, right.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. So, let's talk about Solomon here for just a moment. Solomon, we know, was the wisest man that ever lived. On earth. Amen. Praise God. We know that God, he was praying and God, in the Bible and God granted him and said, hey, ask what you wish and I would give it unto you.
Yeah.
Now see, Solomon already had a form of wisdom in him. Amen.
Sure.
He was wise. Amen. That's why the Bible says, Jesus said that him that hath, he will be given more.
Right.
You see? But to him that hath not, what he has will just be taken away from him. You see? But Solomon had some form of wisdom already, enough to say he didn't ask for riches. He didn't ask for a nice castle or anything like that. He just said, Lord, I want to have the wisdom to be able to lead these people because they are so many. To be the king that I need to be before them. And you know what? That pleased God. to answer that way. Just like it pleased Jesus Christ. Amen. When the Syrophoenician woman came asking him, my daughter is so sick and can you come and heal her? And he called her a dog. He said, this bread is not for you, Gentiles, but for the children of Israel. And she replies with one of the best statements I've ever heard. Because why? She wasn't going to leave there without a blessing. She wasn't going to leave there without getting something from him, getting what she wanted. And she said, Lord, even the dogs eat from the crumbs off the master's table. So in other words, whatever benefits that bread has, those crumbs are come out of that bread. And I can receive just the same benefit from that bread. In other words, the ocean and the spoon.
Amen.
If you could just give me the spoon, Lord. With that, amen, I'll have the whole ocean. That's what she was saying. And he said, even Jesus was astonished, you know, at the, and he said, daughter, do you know what she said? Go receive your faith have made you whole or received, amen. He didn't even have to go. Amen. He said, just go. She's going to be fine. Amen. Praise God. So here Solomon was kind of doing the same thing. Responded the same. Remember Hattie Wright when God told her, ask what you will. As Brother Branham told her, ask what you want and it'll be given to you. She could have asked for a better home. Her sister was sick. She could have asked for her healing. She could have asked, but she said she asked for the better thing. And that was the salvation of her sons. You see, she asked for the better thing. How many of us would have asked for that? How many of us would have, we have asked for the riches and the better house and the better truck and the better, motorcycle or something? If you did, then God can't entrust you with, you see? But he could entrust here Solomon when he asked for wisdom. So the wisdom that he received was from God. But watch now, it was not enough to give him the new birth. So really, in a sense, it was limited wisdom. Amen. Think about that. I mean, he was the wisest man in the world, but it was limited. Amen. We know eventually, even with his wisdom, the way he ended, he made unwise decisions later on. With all the wisdom that he had, he still made unwise decisions. You see? But when the Spirit of Christ, amen, is in the believer, amen, he will lead you and guide you unto all truth. Amen? And so that's the wisdom that we're talking about. Amen. The wisdom of God. Amen. Just give me just a few more minutes. Amen? Maybe we might continue this next time. Yet the rulers around Solomon, including the Queen of Sheba, traveled 3 months to see about this wisdom. And it changed their life. Yeah, and when you read those messages that Brother Branham preached about the Queen of Sheba, amen? She traveled 3 months to go to church.
Amen.
3 months to go to church. And sometimes we can't travel 30 minutes. To a service. We can't travel, man, 15 minutes to go to a service. Amen. Because she wanted to see about this wisdom. This wisdom that man had, amen, that this man had, she wanted to go see it. And she received from it. Amen. She received from that wisdom. She saw greater things that she had never seen before. And that's the same thing. That's the same attitude, amen, that we should have. Whenever we come to the house of God, just kind of bringing it down, you see. When you come to the house of God, amen, what attitude do you have when you come to the church? Amen. What attitude do you have about church in general? Is it just a lodge to you? Is it just a meeting place to kind of, is it a club? Like, you know how the Shriners, they meet together, or how the, all these different clubs that they're out there. You know, is it a club to you? Or is it life? Because the word of God, which is the wisdom of God, which is life, which is eternal life, is being, is coming forth from this pulpit. Amen? And so do you see it that way? Or is it just a club? Amen? I'm afraid that some of us kind of see it that way. We see it that it's just something that we could just do every now and then. Or whenever we want to. Whenever we want to. And it doesn't work that way. You will not get ahead of in your life, amen, when you see coming to church like that. I guarantee you will not get ahead in life. Amen. But when you see coming to church as a priority above anything else, worldly, above anything else, there's a blessing in your life. Amen. There's a blessing in your life. Amen. And it will show forth. It will show forth. Amen. We can't even hardly travel 30 minutes to come to church sometimes. And then we say that we have the spirit of wisdom in us. Amen. See, if Solomon's wisdom changed the queen's life, how much more now, us now, with the wisdom of God imparted through us, through the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Yep. Glory.
Amen.
Amen.
With the wisdom, the true wisdom of God.
Amen.
You see? How much can that change our lives and change others as well?
Amen.
Help change others as well. Be salty. Being salty.
Right.
Amen. I want to be more
Amen.
Of that.
Yes,
sometimes we just get so carried away with our own selves and we forget, amen, where we've come from.
Amen. Right, brother.
See? And where we need to be. So that we can go where we need to go. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
I'm just talking to you all. Amen.
All
right now.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God. Praise the Lord. Amen. Doesn't it make you happy to be part of that eternal life?
Amen.
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 To know that
Amen.
You were in Him before
Amen.
The foundation of the world.
Amen.
Where?
Amen.
In His mind.
Amen.
But hey man, I want to be part of that life. Amen.
Amen.
If that be part of that life, amen.
True.
So that life can manifest through me in this
amen.
Hour, amen. That godly eternal wisdom, amen.
Yes.
It just depends on how bad you want the Spirit, amen. How bad do you want His Spirit?
Right, right.
Amen.
Right.
To obtain true wisdom. How bad do you want it? Amen. Praise God.
Right.
There was a little story that I read about and with this I might finish up or we'll read a last quote here, but just kind of make you all smile just a little bit, or I wouldn't be able to see your smiles, but but there was a little funny story that I read about a young man who went to Socrates, the philosopher, I think it was. He went to him and He said, Socrates, Mr. Socrates, I want you to impart to me wisdom and knowledge. And he said it to him with a smile, like, can you do that? So Socrates was looking at this boy and he's like, man, this chump, you know, just a chump. He thinks that he could just get wisdom and knowledge just like that.
Yeah.
He said, okay, you want wisdom and knowledge. All right. Let's go over here. So he takes him over to the sea. They live there next to the ocean, and he takes him over to the sea. They walk to the shore right there, and they get into the water about chest high. And so Socrates says, what is it that you want again? He said, I want wisdom and knowledge. So Socrates, with his strong hands, takes him puts his hands on his shoulder and just buries him in the water for about 30 seconds, counts all the way to 30, and then lets him out. And he comes out of the water. What is it that you want again? I want wisdom. So Socrates looks at him again and he pushes him down again. This time he leaves him down for 40 seconds. He counts to 40. Brings him back up. What is it that you want? I want knowledge. So Socrates goes, okay. Brings him back down again. This time he leaves him in there for 50 seconds. Amen. And he says, and then after the 50 second, he lets him out. And he's really, breathing really hard. What is it that you want? I really want knowledge and wisdom. And he said, if you really want it that bad, if you really want it that bad, the way you're gasping for air now. Amen. But because what he said was, I really want air now. Yeah. Is what he said. Yeah, right. He said, I really want air.
Yeah.
That's what I want. He said, the way you want air. Amen. Yep. And that's it. If that's how you really want knowledge and wisdom. Amen. Then you will obtain it then.
Right.
You see?
Yep.
The way you need that air. Amen. Right. Coming out of the water.
Amen. Right.
So the way you want, amen, the Holy Ghost to move in your life. Amen.
Right. Right.
You will be desperate for it.
Exactly right.
You will not be, you know, just, you know, in your own way. You know, just doing your own thing, thinking that you're going to get by, amen. You're going to be desperate for it.
Amen.
And doing it the right way.
Yes. Amen.
Doing it according to the word.
Amen.
Seeking for it according to the word and according to the message.
Amen.
You see? That's you want to obtain true wisdom of God.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Seek it.
Yep.
Seek it the way we seek other things.
Right.
You see? The way we let other things, amen, take the place of God in our life, amen. If you could seek God that way,
amen.
You will get very far with God. Let me read this quote real quick and we'll finish with this. And we'll just continue this maybe next
amen.
Time because there's something here I wanted
amen.
To bring out here in the book of Proverbs, amen. But we'll read it next time. Brother Branham says here, and the last quote, brothers, if you want to bring it up. And the only way that we can ever live is because we have eternal life. This body dies, all of our parts die. But the part that's eternal is God and cannot die. Now the word, the Bible, is eternal because it is God in word form. And what was in God in his thoughts before there was any spoken word? It was God. Amen. You see it? It was God. Therefore, being predestinated, and how are we predestinated?
Amen.
By foreknowledge. We who are saying we trust in, I'm along with you, that was predestinated. In other words, he's saying I was predestinated just like you
right.
there in the congregation, was the things that was with God in eternity.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. And then if you are born again, child of God, you are and got the Holy Spirit in you. See, if you are a born again child of God, you are and got the Holy Spirit in you. You are the manifestations of God's spoken word before it was the word, before it was a word. Amen. You are the manifestations of God's spoken word before it was a word. It has to be a thought before it can be a word. In other words, you were in those thoughts.
Yep.
Amen. Of God in his mind. A word is a spoken thought. And the thoughts was in God. And then we were in God in eternity.
Amen.
In that eternal life. And we were spoken into existence by the word.
Amen. Exactly.
Oh, what? By what word? This word, God's word.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Right.
This word, God's word. This is the word that spoke you into existence.
Amen.
It wasn't a different word.
Nope.
This was the word that created you in your mom's
Amen.
Belly.
Right. Right.
It wasn't a different word. Amen. And this is the word, amen, that will come across in your life. Amen. To fulfill that predestination,
right. Yeah.
That representation by predestination.
Right. Right. Right.
Amen.
Right.
Because that has to be fulfilled
right.
when the word comes
Amen.
Across your life. If you were predestinated in
right.
God's
right.
foreknowledge.
Right.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. So I appreciate God and I hope that you learned something. Maybe we'll continue with this. I have something further to show, but of course time, I don't want to keep you all. So let's stand to our feet. Amen. I hope I didn't confuse somebody. Hopefully make make things a little clearer. And
amen. Glory.
And amen. That's what we're here to do. Amen.
Amen. Right.
A minister is not here to just, you know, to just preach things and then you, you know, you just go, you try to figure it out yourself. Okay. You know, we try to amen. Try to explain things, amen. You know. That's what teaching is about.
Yeah.
You see?
Glory.
We try to explain things. Now, I'm not a teacher. Brother Dell's a teacher. You
yes,
see?
Amen.
Because I start goofing off, Brother Dell. I guess that's my part, you know. But God's good.
Amen.
What a great time to be serving God. What a great hour.
Amen.
You know, nothing has changed with God.
Right.
Nothing has changed with His Word. The world is falling apart, Brother Branham said, and chaos is upon our land, upon our world, but the Word still remains the same.
Amen.
Nothing has changed with the Word. And if that Word remains in you, amen, if it's in you, then you shouldn't even change either.
Right.
Amen. It's sad to see how the conditions of life and the externals of life
yes.
change people. And make them act different when the Word of God never changed.
That's right.
And the Word of God is that eternal life. And if that eternal life is in you, you should be the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Right.
Just like Christ is. Praise God. I'm getting ready to preach again, Brother
Amen.
Boyd.
48 in the black notebook. I'll bless your name.
Amen.
In prisoner's chains with bleeding stripes, Paul and Silas pray that now, and in their pain begin to sing, and chains were loosed, and they were free.
Amen.
I bless your name, I bless your name, I give you honor, give you praise,
oh yes,
you are the light, the truth, the way. I bless your name.
Let's sing that last verse, Brother Boyd.
We bless your name. We give you honor, give you praise. You are the
Bless your name. Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen. What a wonderful name to bless in this hour. Brother Dale, do you have anything? Brother Wade, anything? Amen. All right, so remember service this Sunday, same as we've been doing. 10 in the morning, 2 in the afternoon. Amen. So we saw more people come this Sunday, so that was this past Sunday. So that was one. That was good. Amen. So if you're viewing us, amen. We miss you.
Amen.
And the doors are open, so you're welcome.
Amen.
You know, but obviously, you know, we respect if you still want to stay at home and stream in. Amen. But if you're streaming in, I mean, you can see even in the parking lot. You can be in the parking lots as well, outside as well.
Exactly.
Amen. But you're welcome. Amen. You're welcome. Amen. And so we love you all, and continue to pray for us. So glad to see Sister Rachel and Brother Joe and all of them back.
Amen.
Praise God. I know they had a good time. And I'm sure Jonas and Sophia, they all had a good time too. And so we just thank God, amen, for bringing them safe. Amen. Being together again. I want to see things back again the same.
Amen.
That's what it is. I want to see this place. Amen. And you all pray for us, because we're trying to make a decision about maybe going this November or December to Central America. But the things that the brothers are telling me, I mean, there's still so many restrictions and things. I mean, there's an invitation that I have to Costa Rica that I had from last December. And the brother, I talked with him the other day, and he said, "Brother," he said, "honestly, churches are not even open right now. There's really, I mean, if you're going to come, and then you're going to face all these restrictions and all these different closures and all these different things," he said. "And then if you do come and get through, you know, through the airport, you're just going to be ministering through Zoom, you know?" He said, "Honestly, maybe just redouble think it." So, I guess that was my answer to not go this, at least to Costa Rica, but there's still an option there for Nicaragua and Honduras again. Nicaragua doesn't have hardly any restrictions whatsoever. Churches are open there. Everything is just kind of pretty much the same. And so there's some things that I would love to be able to help out with them over there. But you all pray for me. Pray for us, you know, because that's what we would like to be, you know, to help out and just be part of that work, amen, there. But God bless you all. Let's just have a word of prayer before we dismiss. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, once again for the opportunity to open back the pages of your word. And we would ask you, Lord, that you would now just help us to take these things, Father God, and Lord, to just reveal them to us, Lord. Father God, impart that wisdom into us, Father God, that only can come from your Holy Spirit, that we may live, Father God, lives, Lord, that are pleasing to you, Lord. Bless and protect my brothers and sisters, Lord, and watch over them. Continue to be with the needs that were mentioned here today. And Lord, you be the one to guide and protect us. Bring us back, Lord, Sunday, Father God, to receive from your word, Lord. We love you and we appreciate you, and we commit these things into your hands in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Amen. God bless you all. You may be dismissed.
Well, I just want to take